This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The Watchman sees the patterns tightening, the pressure building. Yahuwah is exposing the serpent, revealing the rot within Edom's systems, and stirring the scattered remnants of Israel to awaken. We are living in the days spoken of by the prophets, the days immediately before the great and terrible day of Yahuwah. Do not be deceived by manufactured narratives, by false flags and empty gestures. Look beyond the headlines to the deeper currents at play. Consider the incident unfolding in Jerusalem. A young man, a citizen of a nation steeped in the ways of the West, accused of espionage. The modern state of Israel, quick to demonize and imprison, presents this as a matter of national security. But the Watchman sees a different truth. This is Edom, the descendants of Esau, tightening its grip, constructing a narrative of threat to justify its control. They operate not by the covenant of Yahuwah, but by the logic of worldly power, building security on shifting sands while the true Israel seeks refuge in the Most High. This is a distraction, a play for attention while they continue to consolidate power and disregard the cries of the oppressed. It echoes the ancient pattern of deception, the attempt to portray themselves as victims while perpetrating injustice. And the judgments fall. Reports confirm the crumbling infrastructure of Russia, a key pillar of modern Edom. Drone strikes crippling oil refineries, a fuel crisis looming. The world's media frames this as escalation, but we recognize it as Yahuwah's hand at work. For generations, the descendants of Esau have held Israel in exile, profiting from our scattering. Russia, a modern manifestation of that Edomite power, has been a tool of oppression, a source of instability. To witness its weakening is not cause for celebration, but a solemn acknowledgement of Yahuwah's righteous hand. Remember the words of Deuteronomy 28, nations rising against us, enemies prospering for a season, before their own foundations are shaken. The modern state of Israel, built upon stolen land and fueled by Edomite alliances, remains blind to this truth, clinging to false promises and temporal security. This disruption is not simply economic. It is spiritual, a fracturing of the foundations upon which Edom has built its dominion. Even within the halls of power in the West, cracks are appearing. Hesitation amongst congressional Democrats regarding further involvement in Israel's potential aggression against Lebanon. This is not a sudden awakening to truth, but a pragmatic response to the rising tide of dissent, a fear of the consequences. The people are beginning to see the pattern, relentless expansion, disregard for international law, the constant drain on resources. Representative Tlaib's attempt to limit executive power, while a small step, reveals a growing unease. But do not mistake this for genuine repentance. These are the actions of those who serve Edom, rearranging deck chairs on a sinking ship. They fear the destabilization, not because Israel's actions are inherently wrong, but because they threaten their control. It is a self-serving calculation, a desperate attempt to salvage a failing system. The blood of innocent lives cries out. The grieving mother confronting Congress, demanding accountability for policies that led to her child's death at the hands of someone shielded by sanctuary laws. This is not merely a mother's lament, but a prophetic indictment of a system built on deceit and the shedding of innocent blood. The modern state of Israel, sustained by Edomite powers, operates under the same perverse logic, claiming divine right while disregarding the safety of those born of the soil, prioritizing dominion at any cost. The sanctuary policies are a direct result of Edomite influence, designed to destabilize, dilute, and dismantle. This is not compassion, it is control. And now the echoes of empires past. The land remembers. The earth trembles, a harbinger of Yahuwah's displeasure. These are not random events, but signals, a shaking of the foundations of Babylon. Look to Turkey, a crossroads of history and prophecy, the lingering specter of the Ottoman Caliphate. Edom is at work, subtly influencing, seeking to destabilize and control. The crumbling of Edom's own justice system is a reflection of the rot that consumes them. They attempt to project strength, but their foundations are weak, as Obadiah declared long ago. Turkey, emboldened by Edom's support and its own resurgent national pride, is positioning itself as a regional power, a threat to stability, a pawn in Edom's game. The watchman sees the convergence of these events, the tightening of the noose. Yahuwah is exposing Edom, awakening Israel, and preparing the way for the great and terrible day. This is not a time for complacency, but for vigilance. This is not a time for fear, but for faith. This is a time to sound the alarm, to report the truth, and to prepare for what is to come. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.